So we're Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin. We're in the middle of learning from an ant. Getting Yir Shemayim and Chizuk and Zrizus from the ants. So we saw Al Titein. Well, we'll start from Lech El Nimala. Lech El Nimala Atzel, Pasuk Vav. Just to get the flow again. Lech el nimala atzel, go to the lazy person, go to the ant. Re'ed Rachel v'chacham, see its path, see its ways, and become wise. Now the pasuk that we're beginning today, pasuk zayin, asher ein la katzin shoter moshel, the ant doesn't have anybody ruling over it. Katzin, shoter, u'moshel, three different lashonos of rulership, of people that you have to answer for. And the ant doesn't have any of them. We'll see in the Gain a little bit how he describes these three bechinas. Tachin b'kayitz lachma, it prepares its bread, meaning its food, in the kayitz, in the summer, or we'll see kayitz really is relates to the field. It's the time where they are kuitze the te'enim. Ogrova katsir machala, it gathers together by the harvest its food. So let's see the Gra. It says the Gra, she'en la katsin shoter umoshel, katsin hu bechokhma. Katsin, which is like a sar, minister or a leader, is referring to the bechina of chokhma. Shalomet Torah barabim, he teaches Torah publicly to the masses, and he paskins halacha in Klal Yisrael. So that's the inyan of katsin. The mashal of katsin is referring to chachma. So the nemola doesn't have that katsin bechachma over him. Doesn't have that person or that, right, that leader teaching it chachma. Shoter hu b'maaseh. Ter, we usually translate it as a police officer, which is clearly to the law enforcement. So that already refers to the maise. L'kayim apsak, to be mekayim the psak, right, to enforce the psak. V'lir doisu l'achriach l'asas davar, and to forcibly enforce the kiyum of the psak, to do something, to be machriach, to force people to act, to do something. Umoishel hu b'midos, and the moishel, which is again a lashon of ruling over someone else, here that's referring to the midos lahashgiach shelo yehi avlo v'gezel v'chamas be'ir, to see to it that there's not, to oversee that there's not going to be any misdeed, any robbery or corruption in the city. V'zeh shekosuv, and that's what it says. Keneged these three bechinas, the pasuk says, Vayomer Avram el Avdo Zekan Beisoy Hamoshe b'chol asher lo. Right, when it refers to Avram calling Eliezer, so he says, Avram said to his eved, his servant, Zekan Beisai, the eldest of his house, Hamoishel b'kol ashol, who rules over everything, who's in charge of everything that Avram had. So these are three bechinas. Avdoi hu shoter, the eved is the bechina of shoter. Okay, he's just the shoter is like an eved to the ruling body, and has to make sure that the leader's instructions are carried out. Zekan Beisai, who katsin? That's the leader himself, the one giving out the orders. It's the Zekan Beisai, the katsin, the eldest of the house. Moishel, ki mashmo mashgiach. Moishel means to oversee. That's the pashat pshat, the mashmos of Moishel is to oversee, to be mashgiach. Vezesh Kosov, that's if you want a nice, I think this is this week's parsha. And this week's parsha refers to Eliezer as Ben Meshek Beisi v'goymer. Eliezer is, Avram refers to Eliezer as Ben Meshek Beisi. So that's the Rosh Tevis, Moishel, Shoiter, Katzin. These three bechinas. And Eliezer has these three bechinas, as the pasuk says, Avdiz Kan Beisa, HaMoishel. Those are the three bechinas of Katzin, Shoiter, and Moishel. Didn't come in over here, right? You're saying Stam, the Lashon, not in reference to Eliezer. I don't know. It's very contextual, always, these different Shemes and Yerdofim. So here you see the Pasuk's putting these three Bechinas together, so we have to relate and figure out what is each one. Adon is not part of this specific Pasuk, so you have to see the context in wherever it is spoken. It could, theoretically. More likely the Katzin, Shoter and Moshe would not be the Adon, because the Shoter and Moshe are different aspects of carrying out someone else's command. The Katzin is, I think, the highest. It is clearly, from the way the Gros says, is the Katzin is the, you know, here they call the officer, the officer in charge. So he's like the one. Okay, it doesn't fit with the whole police force anyway, is enforcement, but that's the mashmos, the aspect of that is the one giving out the orders, the one in charge. So V'Amen, he said, Afopi. So the pasuk is saying, Afopi she'ein the mashgichim b'chol ha'shalei shanal. Even though the ant doesn't have any of these three types of mashgichim, any of these three bechinas that are or things overseeing it, v'chachma u'b'midos u'b'masim tovim. And even without anyone on its standing on its head, it still has all these three bechinas. So we're supposed to take a lesson from the ant. The ant, even without the katzin shaiter maisha, has these three bechinas of chachma, midas, and ma'asim tovim. So we who certainly have, or are supposed to have, we're supposed to feel like we have a katzin shaiter maisha lebein shalayim. So and plus, if parents are baim, so maybe we do have bechinas of certainly some kind of bechinas of katzin shaiter maisha. So we for sure should learn to act with chachma, midas, and ma'asim tovim. What's that?
It relates to atzma specifically.
Yeah.
Right.
And Atzel just doesn't want to do anything. Has no. No push. Okay, so today I think nowadays maybe it's healthier without mashgichim. They tell you if you have mashgichim, so then you don't do anything. Without mashgichim, people will produce more. But huh?
That's a different Midorah.
That's not Midorah. Yeah, it's. Rosh Kael doesn't like this that statement I just made. Okay. Yeah. Tochin, we'll go back to Tochin Bakai. I don't want to get myself into more hot water. Tochin Bakai, it's Lachma. I'm just kidding. Tochin Bakai, it's Lachma. Ogro Bakatsir Machala. So the ant prepares its bread in the kites. So that it gathered together its food in the Katsir, the harvest. So says the Goin. Ki anemala be'et ha'ktzira eina osa klal rak osefet. The ant during the time of harvest doesn't do anything at all. It just gathers together. It's not actually doing a melacha. It's just gathering. Rak basof. I'm sorry. Yes. Rak basof. Just at the end of all of that, shuzman liktzeis te'enim, which is till the time to gather together the figs, vunikr kayitz, that's what's called the kayitz, okay, because miloshin of liktzeis te'enim, that now became known as summer, az tochin et ma shehi oisefes shehi ra'u l'machala. Then it has what to do in the sense that it prepares what it gathered together, right? It prepares that food that it gathered together should be ro'oy, appropriate and fit for consumption. V'zeu lachma, and that's its lechem. K'loy ma she'tachin az she'e lachma ma she'agra b'katzir ma'achala, that it prepares then that it should be its lechem, meaning lechem is already in the state that it's ready for consumption. It prepares what it gathered together in the katzir, right? The food that it gathered together in the katzir, it now turns it into lechem that it's ready to be eaten. V'amar lachma ma'achal, it used those two lashonos of lechem and ma'achal. Because it doesn't gather together, the only thing it gathers together is what is ro'oy for it to eat, and not for any other reason at all. It doesn't waste its time endlessly gathering together or gathering together all different types of things. It's completely focused on just putting together food. The inyan is, the girl explains what we're supposed to take out of this. A person needs to, in the days of his youth, which is the time of harvest, to gather together, to learn a lot of Torah. And afterwards, when it comes to the kayitz, which is at the end of his days, at the time of his zikna, at the time of his old age, litchein oisam lahavin kol davar aburiyoi. Then you grind them up, whatever you've gathered together over the course of the years, you grind them together, meaning to understand everything in a clear way. So you have the Maimer Chazal, right? That you have to be l'ukume girsa, the Hadar Lisbar, right? Ligmar Inish, Hadar Lisbar, right? So that's the same idea, is that the first stage, you should be Goyris, and you should get together, and you should get a Bekias in things, and afterwards, to work on the Svara. Here it's a Chiddush. The Goyin is saying, not just when you go through a Sugya to learn the Sugya like that, but over the course of a person's lifespan, his younger years should be spent primarily in gathering the information and then chewing up that information in the later years. The tchina, the hasbaras advarim, should be more focused in the later years. It's a big chiddush.
Why is it a big chiddush?
The pashtus of the sugya, b'chayra. Maybe not. You could say from the sugya. Why? Because the Gemara over there talks about learning from one rebbe or two rebbes, right? So Gemara says over there that you should learn from one rebbe when it comes to girsa, b'mamid the sugya, just the girsa of the sugya. But when it comes to svara, you need to have more than one rebbe in order to read the matzliach. So in the Chanami, in that aspect, it's mashmal. Also like the Gra, that we're talking about periods of time. But what I'm saying is more of the Chiddush is that to say that in the, like, when is that Zikna start? I mean, is that Zikna like 60 years old? We pass in the Gave?
It says
Nuri. Huh?
It says after
Nuri. Yeah, so but these are two extremes. Nuurim is youth and Zikna is old age. That's Besoif, he says. So what's it? Maybe it's just whenever you finish putting together all the, after you've learned everything. Most of us don't necessarily hit that. It takes a long time for us to, maybe if we were focusing more on the way the girl learns, maybe we'd do it much faster. But how to implement this is... what's it?
Rambam says that after something like that, the Talmud,
yeah, no, this is the thing that we'll finish the piece next time. We'll speak a little bit, even though we're still in the middle, we have to hear his description here. But all right, maybe we'll go back to a little, since since you're already asking. Lamaisa today, we know in the normal way that yeshivas teach, okay, is not like this. They give a lot of much more oisik in lomdus and in getting teaching how to learn, which is a problem. The reason it's done, I'm saying a problem as far as the Goyin is concerned, as far as Chazal is concerned, but the reason it's given, the svar that's given for this shita is twofold. One is that the Bachram enjoy it more. That's one of the things, one of the svaras given. And more than that is that they don't want the Bachram or kids learning in a superficial way. And if you just learn Begirsa, Bekias Ba'alma, and you don't delve into things and you don't show them and open them up to the gates of Lamdus, then it's very easy to learn superficial. And then especially if you spent years learning superficially, it becomes virtually impossible to switch gears because you're so used to not asking the questions or so used to just taking things in a very simplistic way, you may never develop those skills of Sfara afterwards. Now clearly the Goyin was aware of that, the psychology of people and habits, etc. My assumption is that the Goyin also would have held to give over skills of analysis and how to rip apart a sugya. But I think that the Goyin's major yisait is that shouldn't be the focus. In other words, you can give kids, bachram, whatever it is, the youth, you could give them skills, but focus on a certain amount of time, let's say 2 hours a day, I don't know, whatever it is, and the rest of the time should be focused on building up a Pekiyas and Torah. But it's a matter of focus, a matter of emphasis. It's become a problem where things have gone to an extreme that the, you know, I mean, that's the svar behind the whole two siddurim of Be'in and Bekiyas is exactly that. But the Goyin would see, whereas today I think the stress is usually on Be'in, the Goyin would say clearly, no, your stress in the younger years should be on Bekiyas. And later years, when you know all of Torah, you'll be able to build more shtagra binyanim in a right way. But yes, we do need to develop learning skills. What's that? What do you mean? Very schwer to say that would be any different. Anything you do, it becomes a ritual by the person. It becomes a way of thinking. You know, if you're thinking in that way.
The way one is so good, that by their own self, they can always think.
To me, it's not mistake. Going is not that far away from us.
The Rokotlo said that McDonald's changed the generation.
Yeah.
In the fast food, like,
yeah.
The group.
Okay.
So they lost a lot of weight.
I'll just end off with a comment that I remember hearing from Jakub Kamenetsky. I think it's written maybe in his biography, I don't remember. But Rabbi Yaakov used to say, everybody's always learning how to learn. When are they going to stop learning how to learn and begin to learn? That's what he said about the yeshivish derech of being too much into the raid. I think today it's very damaging, the amount of material that's given over, even to kids. I don't understand for the life of me. I've asked Malamdin, I've asked Manalim, I can't, so far nobody gives me an answer. They always like, it's a conversation, yeah, it's like as if they have what to say. But nobody has ever been able to say anything. Yeah, it's like, what are you giving so much material? What do kids have to let them first learn Gemara and Rashi, get a tzura, forget about Tosis, a little bit of Tosis here and there, but let them get the tzura and shmeitza. You bombard them so much, yeah. Clearly, it's clearly against the Goyin. It's clearly against the kids aren't ready for the Chal. They don't enjoy it either. A lot of them. Yeah, it's a conversation. I don't think anyone knows how to hold that conversation. But a lot of them also are moided that it's a problem. A lot of Ramim also, by the way. I've spoken to many Ramim yeshiva ketanas, a number of different places, many different places. And they tell you, yeah, it's a problem, it's a problem. But it's a problem no one's willing to fix, because if you try to fix it, then they're afraid that you're not going to send to their yeshivas. You're going to be considered a shvach at yeshiva. All right. Shem Yirachim Aleinu.